This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football coverage continues with Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School. Coach Nolan, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on, Bill.
You guys are 5-2, 3-0 in the conference. A big game coming up this week at Marblehead. We'll get to that in just a moment. Your guys are coming off a 21-0 win over Masco last Friday in Danvers. Let me have you just give a quick comment on that game. What do you take out of that game?
I think we really had to go into that with the business type attitude and take care of business throughout the week of practice and then do the same on the field. I think we did a pretty good job of that. That being said, I was very, very impressed by, it's a younger Masco team, but especially their defense played, you know, ultra physical and tough and really made things difficult on us, but we were able to get ahead to, you know, a 20-point lead at half. So we're able to rep some other guys out at positions and, you know, let some kids play and not really have to give the ball to some of our guys that carried a lot throughout the course of the year. So that was good to get some carries for guys like Kevin Ahern, who did great, and Owen Shambar, who also ran the ball very effectively for us as well.
You know, I was going to ask you about other players because just to tell our listeners that a week ago you and I talked and we did a feature with the captains. And so we got to a lot of the players, key players, if you will, for Danvers. But I was going to ask you about a handful of others. And maybe you just did that for me, Ryan. But anyone else you'd like to mention is kind of a player note or two other than the guys we all talked about a week ago?
Well, I think when you have a good high school season, you need those guys. You need people to step up and really rise to the occasion. We've been real fortunate. I know that guys like Assad DeBull is the senior at the end, is having a great year for us. George DeBull, number 45, who played a great game versus Masco, had a great game for us as a junior. Marco Betancourt, Luca Perez, D-line and special teams. I'm probably not mentioning enough guys, but Joe Nugent and Ryan Rogers. We've had, you know, just a lot of kids be able to step up and really provide real high-quality snaps for us on offense, defense, special teams, and also be great players in practice so that, like, you know, we can rep things out against good versus good and get real good looks to get us ready for the game.
Ryan, you guys lost your first two games. I talked with the captains, as I mentioned, a week ago. It seemed like great kids, very positive. I mean, is this a fun team to coach or a unique team, a different type of team you're coaching this year in Danvers?
I think you look back at the years, and I mean, I can't believe I've been over there in one way or another for 10, but every year kind of has their own personality, and this group most certainly has that as well. You know, a lot of different kids, like whether they're outwardly intense and outgoing or they're quiet and reserved but play hard, but I think it's a really good group of kids as people. And they've really, really worked hard throughout the course of this year and before that to really put themselves in a position for success. And they've done a great job in the games, too, keeping their composure. Like, things that we didn't do well early on in the year, we've really worked on, and these kids have bought into it, and they've done a great job with, like, simple things, keeping your mind, you know, keeping your poise, and really, really proud of that as a group. But to answer your question, every group is different, and this group, most certainly, it's a big senior class. You know, we got some guys that are louder than others. We got some soft-spoken kids, but they really blend together well to make a team.
And, Ryan, you're not only answering my questions, you're answering my next question, but I'm still going to ask this to see if there's any more you could share with me about how is this team better now than it was back in September?
I think the first thing is that we're showing a little bit more discipline on the field, whether that's the discipline of taking your proper read steps or having your eyes where they have to be or not reacting to what you may perceive as a late hit or something like that. I think they've done a good job to understand that, you know, it's the team success coming first over everybody, everything else, and I really think they've bought into that. I also think they've improved, to go along with that point, not just the physical toughness. I think we've got some tough kids, but some mental toughness. Even though the last couple of weeks have gone pretty well for us, there's been certain times where things could have gone one way or another, whether it's somebody gets beat or a blown assignment or a bad call. I know I had plenty of those and put them in a bad situation. But I've been most impressed with their resiliency and their ability to play one snap at a time and come back after a tough, you know, you know, giving up a play, giving up a sack, or giving up a long pass, and then be the next play and be there and step up and, you know, take that on and be successful. So I think that's one thing. The mental resiliency the kids have shown has really, really stood out to me over the past five games.
Right, exactly. No, that's so important for football and for kids, and it's a learning thing every single week for sure. All right, so you got Marblehead on the road this week. I know you got to travel through Salem or around Salem. You may want to head down to Revere and around that way into Marblehead on Halloween weekend here, Coach. But what can you tell us about this Marblehead team? I saw them against Fenwick. I haven't seen them since. But they're obviously picked up their last two games as wins the last weeks. They're now 2-4, but 2-0 in the conference. So, tell me more about this Marblehead team.
I think the toughest thing for us preparing for them is they've had so many injuries and people out that it's kind of tough to get a grasp of what they're trying to do and really what they're like, who they are as a team. But I think we know that. I mean, they have their spread. They have two quarterbacks, but they're going to be really sound. They're going to threaten you offensively from sideline to sideline and vertically. They're going to have a bunch of good schemes to go along with that, run, pass, RPO, everything. And, you know, and defensively, they're always there. They're, again, very good. They're just super sound. And the kids really play the scheme tough, and they understand what they're doing. More than anything, they're not going to give you anything. You're going to have to earn everything you got, and they're going to be sound and well-prepared. So regardless of who's out there, that's what they're going to be. And right now, it seems as though they're really coming back to full health, and they're solid on the line. They've got a couple of their receivers back that were dinged up before. They've got two quarterbacks that improve every week. And defensively, they're sound in everything they do. They run to the ball, they tackle, they don't give up the big play. And they're just a solid team, and I don't think their record is any indication of the team that's going to be on the field Friday night.
No, I think all those are good points. I understand both quarterbacks do throw the ball, but what do you see as the biggest threat run-wise and pass-wise from this Marblehead team?
I think it's their holistic approach to what they do, that they're going to make you defend every gap and defend every screen sideline to sideline. They'll hit a chop behind the linebackers when your kid gets his perfect read of God's pulling, and then he flows front side and they throw to where he vacates. And then they got a really good vertical passing game, and they've got a good intermediate passing game. So they kind of have a complete package where you can't really hang your hat on stopping one thing. You have to be able to defend everything they could possibly do. And they do all those things very, very well. So definitely got our work cut out for us.
All right. Okay, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Danvers football here?
No, I just think the kids have really, really worked hard year-round to put themselves in a situation where we've been before, that we're going into Marblehead, and Marblehead's coming to us, you know, to play for the NEC Dunn title. And this has been, you know, over the last 10 years, this has happened quite a few times. And what we're trying to preach to the kids is what a great opportunity. When we got there before, they were winning basketball state titles every other year, and baseball was just going and, you know, in the Final Four every year and winning the NEC. And we asked the guys, when's the last big game you were in with the seniors and juniors? And the kids are talking about eighth grade basketball state titles and stuff like that. So I think they're excited to have the opportunity to go out and play a big game under the big lights. First Marblehead, a huge rival for a league title.
You know, you're absolutely right, Brian, and I actually was, that's a question I really wanted to ask you too, because it's kind of an unlikely journey that both of you have taken to get to this, basically a title game on Friday night, isn't it? It just, no one would have predicted what had happened to you guys, and even Marblehead to this point, to get to where they are at, to be in this spot as well.
I think both teams kind of understand, you know, there's a certain amount of the power rankings and playing good teams so you can get points, and you got to play up. And to do that, you got to take the chance that you're not, you know, it's no gimme by any chance. And them playing the teams they did, and King Phillips and all those teams, they earned them points, but it was a tough game and you get beat up by that. I think we've had the same thing when you go versus the likes of Tewksbury and Reading and Salem this year. But I think those games tell you the truth, and you get better, and in the long run, you're a better team for going up against those teams early on in non-league action. So they're like us. They want to play the best teams they possibly can and try to be the best they can themselves. And sometimes you got to take your lumps to get there. But I think both of us started off, and it was, you know, not the outcomes we wanted, but both programs like kept the course and stay with what they did. And, you know, I'm glad we got a big game to end the season with them.
Yeah, end of the regular season. And you guys got the number 4 power ranking just came out this week. What does that mean for Danvers football at this point of the season with the playoffs next week?
It really doesn't mean anything to us right now. We're like to play Marblehead for the NEC League title and to go up against those guys and travel down there. That's the only thing the coaches, the players, all of us are thinking right now. And if, you know, we take care of business and we prepare every day as hard as we can, we'll be all right once we get to the playoffs. But right now, it's just all about Marblehead.
You got it. Coach, thank you so much for your time. And congrats to what you've been able to accomplish here so far this year. And I think we're going to see you on Friday night over in Marblehead.
Well, sounds great. I appreciate everything.
Take care. Ryan Nolan with us, head football coach, Danvers High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.